Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is the PDP call on the 3rd of March. And on the line, we have David Maher, Alan Greenberg, James Bladel, Paul Diaz, Jeff Newman, and for staff, we have Marika Koenigs, Margie Milam, and myself, Glenda Saint-Jerry. Thank you very much. Over to you, Jeff. We have apologies, too, sorry, from Alex Kukuru. And I know Avery did note apologies, so if she's not on the call, we do note her apologies. Otherwise, she might be joining later. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So I think today we're just going to have an hour call, maybe less, just talk about events for San Francisco. I thought we'd start with a discussion of schedule. And if you joined us a little bit in this pre-conversation, you'll find that a lot of things in the schedule are now up in the air. So we'll kind of talk through those and maybe just brainstorm some ideas and then go through these slides. There are two main external meetings that we have in San Francisco. The first one is with the council, the GNSO council, to present the final report. And the second one is a workshop that is currently scheduled for Wednesday. It was an hour and a half, maybe shorter, maybe at a different time. The truth is we don't really know what's going on at this point. But those are the two external ones. And then we have one meeting on the weekend, which we need to nail down which day and time to discuss the workshop further if there are still additional questions or structuring or who's going to present what. So on that, the current schedule that I have, and it's still kind of floating, is that we are set to present the final report to the council on Saturday, the 12th, at approximately, was it 5:30? We have 45 minutes with the council, 5:30 to 6:15. Then on Sunday, we have a spot for an hour from 2:30 to 3:30 to talk about the workshop and any changes we want to make or anything we want to stress. And then the workshop is currently scheduled for Wednesday at... is it 12 to 1:30 is the current schedule?
This is Marika. It's indeed. And the current schedule is from 12 to 1:30 local time. But we might need to shorten that.
Right. So with the 45 minutes for the council, Marika put together some slides, and we haven't really decided whether all these slides would be appropriate for the update to the council, whether we should save some for the workshop, or how we should kind of differentiate. The problem with Wednesday, just to throw it out there, is that the GNSO council meeting is supposed to be from 1 until 5, I believe, is what that's on the schedule. Or I'm sorry, from 2 to 6?
From 2 to 6:30.
Right, 2 to 6:30. The problem is that former President Clinton is speaking on Wednesday night, and they need the grand ballroom closed after 3 o'clock so they could bring in the dogs and do the security sweeps that they need to do. Obviously, the council meeting can't just be from 2 to 3. So something needs to happen. Either the council meeting moved as far as locations or the council meeting moved with respect to times. And that either way, those are going to be pretty big issues. So I don't know what, if anything, that's going to do to the PDP. If the council meeting is moved or the PDP meeting is moved to earlier, then the problem there will be that will run against the session, in theory, on the GAC concerns with new TLDs, but also to throw in the mix for those of you that were paying attention or were there in Brussels, that the GAC is also planning on doing a second day of consultation sessions with the board. And we don't know when that's going to be. Although some were talking about Tuesday and Thursday being consultations. But none of that's final at all. Any questions? Marika, yeah?
Yeah, it is in Riga. And an alternative we also discussed is for the Genius Council to move up slightly and shorten our meeting to an hour. So it would mean that our meeting would be from 12 to 1. Then in that case as well, there would be no lunch provided because we assume that people at 1 o'clock can have lunch and those that need to go to the council meeting and still have half an hour to eat lunch and make their way to the Genius or council meeting. So that's one of the options we're also considering.
Right. Any questions, thoughts? Okay, so the short of it is everyone should plan on being there on Saturday, at least for the – I'd like as many people as possible there for the council session, if not to kind of help answer questions, but also to hear any concerns there may be, and so we can figure out how to address or proactively at the address proactively at the workshop if we want, if we think it's important enough. So that said, here are the slides that have been presented. Marika previously sent these around. Marika, you want to go through these in order or and keeping in mind which of these topics we think are important to present to the council? The other thing I want to do when we go through this is to, it would be nice to get some public input or comment from the crowd. So if we want to call out certain areas like we did the last time, say, hey, you know, this was sort of, we know, controversial. Does anyone have any comments on it? Or, you know, there's no complete consensus on this. Here are some issues. So as we go through the slides, we should be talking about that. Now, Marika, is everybody able to control these slides on their own?
Yes, you should all be able to control them, and I can briefly run through them if you like. I can take control so everyone follows me.
Yeah, why don't you do that and just really quickly without talking through what's on the slides.
Yeah, I mean, the slides should be familiar to everyone because, you know, the basic model is the same as the slides I prepared for the Cartagena meeting, and I think that was at the point where we encourage everyone to use those slides as well for the respective constituencies and stakeholder groups to already talk about you know, what was coming. So talked very briefly on the first slide a bit on the background, what the objective is, you know, what we've done so far, really encouraging people to provide input in the public comment forum. Then basically a high-level overview, just outlining that, you know, we worked around these five stages, explaining what the recommendations do, you know, some existing practice, some new approaches. Also, already here mentioning that, you know, that we have some elements that might move to the procedure manual and some parts that go to, you know, the bylaws. So I think that's one of the elements, and that will come up later as well, where we might want to focus people's attention as that is a specific area where we would like input on. So that moves on the key recommendations. Those are identical to the ones that are in the executive summary of the report, because I think there we already took those that either present the biggest changes or, you know, the most important parts of the new PDP. So I've grouped those together, you know, following the main stages of the new PDP. So I don't think we need to go through these one by one. I mean, if people find others in the report that they think should be highlighted, it's no difficulty to adding those. So, you know, have a look and see if there's anything else that you think should be called out. So we have
Are these the ones that are from the executive summary now?
Yes.
Okay.
So they're the ones that relate to the issue report, then the ones relating to the initiation of a PDP, the working group recommendations, issues relating to voting and implementation, and then those relating to review. I think those weren't called out in the executive summary, but as you know, to follow the five stages, I thought it made sense as well to call out what we're recommending in that regard. So then it moves on to those specific items that we actually call out in the report for public input. So it's this clarification of provision 13F, the question of transition, the question in relation to, you know, should it be bylaws or in the manual, and then we also have this question on the impact analysis and especially the human rights bracketed language. So and then it goes on to what are the next steps. Where the group is heading, and then all the relevant links where people can find the report and the forum and as well background documents. And that's it.
Okay. Thank you, Marika. Is there – does anybody think – I know we kind of went through that really quick. So that's obviously in a format for a workshop. Do we think we need to, are we just going to give the same exact one for the councils? Alan, do you have any thoughts on that as far as what you think the council will want to hear or not hear?
I rarely know what the council will want. I'm happy with it as it is, but I would think that we want to, in assuming we have a public session, I would think we want to go into some more detail, but I'm not sure the slides should have it, although we may want some secondary slides which go into some more detail on some of the recommendations in the public forum. Other than that, I think what we're talking about, it looks okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking issue 42 or question 42, I'd like to spend a little time with the council so that people understand kind of the intricacies of that one. And also on the thresholds, maybe. Paul's got a comment on this, as if pressed for time with council, cut down on the background. Yeah, we might just breeze through those at all completely. Paul, do you want to?
Yeah, that was exactly my thought, Jeff. With the council, you don't need to go through how we got to where we are in terms of procedure. Let's just get to the meat of the recommendations, because that's what they're going to want. We want them to focus on and start thinking about, so they can work with their constituencies to provide public input.
Right. Alan, Marika, I'm sorry, your hand is up.
Yeah, it is, Marika. I would like to point out that there are a couple of council members that are relatively new. So, just touching briefly on the background and the scope of the PDP, might help them put everything in perspective and place as well the new elements. So, I agree. I think the background we can go quickly, but just making sure as well that those that are newer to this, that they understand as well where this is coming from and what impact it is going to have.
Okay. Alan?
Yeah, if I remember correctly, when we sent out the draft, there were a number of pointed questions by Stefan. I don't think there were others, but there may have been. Are we planning to try to address those questions via email prior to the meeting, or are expecting them to come up at the meeting and be discussed there? Because his tone was, let's examine what your rationale was for this, and let's go back to basics. His question, among other things, were, why are we still allowing advisory committees to initiate PDPs?
Right.
We're starting to look at things at that level. That's going to be a different meeting altogether than what we're talking about.
That's a good point. And have there been any other comments, Marika, that you know of that have been filed to that public forum?
This, Marika, no other comments so far.
I think that's a really good point. So let's actually go through some of those issues to see whether we can or should discuss those. And also, I want to remind you, when people are asking questions, I may give an answer or try to give an answer as to what I think the group talked about or didn't talk about, but I want all of you there to kind of give your own thoughts or disagree with me or whatever. Please, be there to correct me or just give your own thoughts, because...
Heavens,
you know,
Jeff, we would never disagree with you.
Well, maybe the people on this call might not, but...
Oh, I think the people on this call would.
but, I'm going to try to give answers as best I can as a chair, and not necessarily as my own opinion, unless I say it. But, I certainly encourage people to weigh in on this stuff. And I know the last time... During the workshop, we had a bunch of other conflicts, so people weren't able to participate, but I'm hoping now people will be. So, Alan, did you have another comment, or is that left over?
No, sorry, I just didn't put my hand up.
Okay, so the comments that Stefan raised were, I'm trying to read it on the ICANN site, and it's...
I'm pulling the document up now. If you bear with me a second. And just in the meantime, I still have my hand up as well, because on recommendation, was that 42, the 13F question, we're hoping to get some input as well, probably before the meeting, on that from ICANN Legal.
Good.
So that might provide some additional background or food for thought.
Right. So I think so. REC 1 is the advisory committee, and I think, you know, the quick answer to that is we talked about it. We just felt like at this point there was no rationale for a change. I think he makes a statement at the end in the parenthetical that says the AC has never been is requested an issues report in the past. I think that's not. Well, I know that's not true, right? The ALAC has.
Well, he said another AC, which I think implies other than the AC, the ALAC, but he didn't explicitly say that.
Right. So, you know, it hasn't been done by the GAC or the SAC or the board, but that doesn't necessarily mean we should take it out. I think that would be a little controversial to do at this point. But
it would be somewhat self-serving of me for me to answer, to be honest. But his reference to the GNSO Council coping with outside influences, given the tone of within ICANN now, the concept of the GNSO saying, forgive the language, screw you, we'll do exactly what we want and not listen to anyone else, is exactly opposite of what the GNSO wants to do right now.
Yeah. Now, one of the questions, Marika, that may come up is if an AC makes a request for an issues report, is that done by the AC's policy staff or the GNSO's policy staff?
GNSO. Well, the writing of the request itself or the issue report?
The issue report.
GNSO staff.
Yeah, so that could be a just so you're prepared, Alan, that could be a given we're having a number of discussions on resources, yeah, I would make the argument that that should be the ALAC.
Well, given that the ALAC and GNSO policy staff both report to the same person, ICANN can make adjustments as necessary.
Right. So
that's a staff issue.
Well, but it's a resource issue for future policy development. And it's been something that Stefan and I and ICANN staff and others are trying to deal with in getting, you know, for example, the PDP, the UDRP issues report drafted, in getting the discussion paper on best practices for registries and registrars.
But that's exactly why we spent so much time on the detailed wording of the clauses of how long does staff have to do the issue report and what's the process for elongating it and things like that.
Right. So that may come up, just so you're prepared and ICANN staff is prepared. I mean, I would say that if there's, you know, a certain number of people that are designated to ALAC and a certain number of people designated to GNSO, I would put that in the ALAC category personally.
Given that we've been understaffed by typically two people and it's going to get worse in the next little while, it's not clear you want to share properly the resources. GNSO may lose in that balance.
So that's probably going to take a little bit of time because I think that's a little bit behind the Stefan's comment. Let's see.
But the GNSO is there to serve ICANN, not the other way around. So anyway, okay, let's go ahead.
Right, the second one's on the template and then why it's not mandatory. We can address that. By we, I mean all of us, not me, not necessarily, no, not just me. Recommendation 12, what is the work team recommendation to council on how to determine which issues require a workshop, which don't? 14, what is the work team recommendation on council on how these resources should be measured and how the council can determine the availability of resources, given that there is currently no mechanism in place to allow council to do so? That's an interesting one, too, in light of what's going on. Recommendation 16 is interesting, his comment. I know of no practice to allow a counselor to defer a PDP for one meeting. We have an informal practice of allowing a GNSO SG or constituency to request to one of its council reps that a vote on a motion be deferred. One meeting, if it's the first time the motion has come up, is that what's meant here? Let me ask the group.
That was what we meant, and we in fact restricted it, against my better judgment, to only constituency members and not only voting counselors and not all counselors.
Right. So that is what we meant, and we may just need, that may be a language thing to go back and just make sure it's clear. Stefan draws a distinction between bylaws and GNSO bylaws.
GNSO doesn't have any bylaws, I believe. We have rules of procedure and various similar documents.
Right. So we'll just take we'll take a look at that paragraph and see.
I don't think we've ever referred to our rules as bylaws, have we?
This is Marika. The recommendation he refers to talks about maybe adopted by majority vote of the GNSO Council, as such term is currently defined in the bylaws. So the question is that majority vote, is that actually defined in the bylaws, or is that defined in the operating rules? So maybe that's what he's talking
about. It's in the bylaws.
The majority vote is also in the bylaws, the definition of that?
Yeah, I believe so. Margie can correct me if I'm wrong, but...
Yeah, I believe so. I honestly didn't understand Stefan's comments about GNSO bylaws versus ICAM bylaws. I'd have to clarify that with him because there are no differences in that.
By the way, if we have a lowercase bylaws, that should be uppercase if it means the ICAM ones anyway. If he was accurate in his spelling.
Okay, we'll look at that.
All the bylaws are with capital B. I did change that, and I'm looking at the recommendation that has a capital B as well.
So he transcribed wrong. Okay.
James.
Oh, it's not important. I was just thinking we could be more specific if we refer to Annex A and then leave it at that.
Yeah, some of it's in Annex A, and some of it's actually in the actual bylaws.
Yeah, because I think the voting thresholds are not in Annex A. That's in a different section.
Yeah, I believe that's right. I believe that's in the main body of the bylaw.
Well, that's interesting because shouldn't everything be in Annex A?
So the thing is that Annex A really wasn't changed much at all after the restructuring. It was mostly the changes were put into the main body to show the structure. Margie?
Yes, this is Margie. That's correct. Because we hadn't done the work yet on the Annex A, but we did the restructuring back in Seoul. The way that was accomplished was amending Article 10, I think, of the ICAM bylaws. That's where it sets up the GNSO Council. It describes the various members, and it describes the voting thresholds, and that's historically where the voting thresholds have been. And then Annex A usually repeats it, but the initial place where you'll see it is in the bylaws in Article 10.
Okay. So recommendation 22, congratulations. I can't remember what that was, but apparently he liked it. Recommendation 34. When does it? You know what this refers to, Margie? Marika, Margie, you doing?
Recommendation 34. Your question, recommendation 34 is the PDP work team recommends that the PDP working groups continue to be required to produce at least an initial report and a final report, noting that additional outputs can be produced if desirable.
Okay, so then he says, what's the thinking on when timing should be for an initial report? When does the work team think this should be published by the working group in question? It may be that the working group does not have a clear enough idea of what it will report on the first few weeks of its work.
I think the answer is basically we haven't put in any recommendations on when a work team should deliver its report.
I think that
really depends on the scope, although guidance might be included in the charter, but that's, I think, a working group guidelines issue, and I think there it is recommended that timelines or milestone dates are included.
Right. Okay, so we can talk to that one. Why is the work team concerned with the GNSO Council accepting some recommendations and not others? I think that one we could talk about. I think we're only concerned where the working group indicates that these recommendations are meant to go with each other, that they're intertwined in some sort of way, and that it's concerned, at least what was discussed in the calls, that the concerns were that where it is a, to use a term used by other groups, the tapestry, that council selecting one thing over as opposed to others may have a worse impact than not doing anything at all. Alan?
Yeah, I'm rather confused by his statement, surely that is exactly what is expected of council, and so on. My understanding of the discussions over the last few years is exactly an opposite of that. That is, council has taken the position that the same position that we expect from the board, that is, take it all or leave it all or send it back. But in general, although we agree council has the right to pick and choose, that is not the norm. And yet he's implying that that is the norm. So I'm a little bit confused about the direction we're going in.
Well, okay, so these are Stefan's personal views and not...
Yeah, no, I'm talking about his personal views.
Right, so I think so from my conversations with Stefan, he personally wants to get away from the notion that the policy council, the GNSO council, is part of its management responsibilities. He wants to see them make decisions of policy more so than some other people.
Okay. I agree with that, actually.
Right. Well, some people agree, some people disagree. I am one that is not necessarily in complete agreement personally on that. But
yeah, I just thought he was on the other side on that particular one, so that's the source of my question.
Okay. Then there's a typo. Okay, recommendation 42. Right, so I'd like to actually, before we actually, this is one I definitely want to call out to the council, even but like I, so I don't want to necessarily go through all of Stefan's comments unless we have time. But this one here I think is a big, big fundamental issue that we need to have some discussions on, at least not to solve it, obviously, but so that everyone understands why we think this is so significant. Right? And does anyone on this call disagree that this is a fundamental
You're talking about 42,
right, which is basically that what it means for the board to act when when there's not a GNSO supermajority, but just a majority. What is the impact? What does it mean for the board to act?
Mariko, at what lead time are we likely to get on the legal reply if we get one?
Last thing, I was told that before next Wednesday we should get something, but I'll following this call, I'll send another email that, the sooner the better.
Okay.
But can't guarantee anything because, as you know, many of the legal staff are tied up at the moment in the gag board activities.
I love how you say activities. So I think that's definitely, if we go back to the slides, for the council, I definitely want to clarify or want to spend time on these, at least the first three bullets. We'll cover the fourth one, the impact analysis, but I'm not sure that that's a major council-level issue, unless anyone disagrees. So even that order is – I might want to switch around the bullets, Marika, and just make the bylaws versus PDP manual before – we'll make transition last so that we would basically do it in that clarification or maybe even make the bylaws one first.
The bylaws one first. It's not – all that controversial, but it needs to be discussed.
Right.
And
so the bylaws,
we may get bogged down in the board one.
Right. Bylaws, then the clarification, then the transition, then the impact. No, sorry, impact on transition.
This is Marika. I'll make those changes, but I can't do it in Adobe Connect, so you don't, you won't see the changes there. But I'll update this version. So you want transition after impact analysis, right?
Yeah, last. So it'll be bylaws, clarification, impact, transition.
Okay.
So which other ones, if we go back a couple slides to the key ones that we talked about that we should highlight?
This is Marika. I mean, none of those I think we specifically call out in the report as, you know, needing further input specifically because, you know, we haven't reached agreement. So I think these we can call out when going through saying this is what we're recommending. I think on the other items that we highlight on the, you know, the other issues slide, those are the ones where we haven't come or the work team hasn't come to agreement yet on what to do or we're asking specifically for input. On all the other ones, I think we have a position and I think we should indeed highlight them throughout the presentation and I guess people can pick up on it or, you know, as part of the questions and answers say, well, why are you recommending that? Or, you know, I don't think that's right. Or, but I don't know if there are other ones that need to be called out in this section.
Well, is there anything from Stefan's email that we think we should add for the discussion for the council that we should really hone in on as, okay, this is worth discussing? I mean, maybe his first issue about the ACs, why we left that unchanged about issues reports. I mean,
and
that might
the picking and choosing parts is certainly one that's relevant if we have the time.
That's good. I think that's right.
In the chat, James asked, should we respond to Stefan's comments in writing? My inclination would be if the chair has the time to give a brief response, you know, without trying to make it a debate at this point.
Marika, you have a comment?
Yeah, this is Marika. I presume the idea is in any event, once we get all the public comments, to do a similar exercise as we've done the previous round, that we just, you know, take out all these different comments and put them in a chart and, you know, respond to each of those as well in a similar way. So I don't know if we already need to respond now as well or we will have that record as well following all the comments that are all then grouped together and if that will be sufficient.
Yeah, I was thinking to answer his because his have come before the council meeting, and therefore it may diffuse some discussion to give some sort of you know, answer.
Well, that's why I thought maybe we'd take a couple of these and put them on the agenda to discuss with the council. So the first one being the his outside influences one, the next one being what you said after that, which is the picking and choosing.
Right. Okay. I can live with that.
Are there any others from here that are really significant?
So would you like me to add a slide then with, you know, summarizing Stefan's or highlighting the recommendations that Stefan commented on and his issues, maybe towards the end?
Yeah, I would put that after the input ones. And then I would also add, he has in his preliminary conclusion, maybe a discussion on the voting thresholds and some of the resource issues that he kind of highlights.
So which were the other issues that you...
So the first one was the issue of, he calls the outside influences, but I wouldn't call it that. I would, it's his recommendation one, who can request an issues report.
Right.
And then the second one was the, I don't know how we label it, but, you know, the tapestry one of whether to pick and choose recommendations. Accepting some recommendations and not others. And the third one was the voting thresholds for why we maintain the low voting thresholds.
Yeah, I have that.
Okay. Anything else that we think we should cover with K? Council?
I think we've got our plate full at this point.
Right. Now, let me turn the question around a little bit. Now, for the workshop itself, same things, or should we highlight different areas? What do you guys think is appropriate for that one? Hoping that there's a more diverse audience. Or should we just, at this point, keep it the same for now, and then on Sunday, after we get certain responses from the council, see how that goes, we could decide whether to change the workshop?
That's pretty much what I was going to suggest, that we not try to decide now, but the tones we get back during the council presentation may indicate we want to focus on one thing or another, and when we find out how much time we have.
Right. Marika, one thing on Saturday's session with the council, 45 minutes seems awfully short.
Yeah, we had originally, I think, scheduled an hour or an hour and 15 minutes even, but then there was a request to shorten all the updates. But maybe we can take the additional time that has become available in the morning.
Yeah, I was going to say that, but unfortunately there's a break, the mandatory break time from 10 to 10:30, which means that even if you started earlier, it could only be 9 to 10.
Another option would be to move some of the other updates to the morning, because I know there's, with Alan on the call, there's as well a post-expiration update that's now from 4:40 to 5:05. So, and then we move maybe the IRDWG a bit up, but of course that would mean a lot of moving around.
I don't care. I plan to be there the whole day.
So if we moved, we moved the IRTP or PEDNR, I mean, yeah, we'd basically be separating some of the updates, but frankly, I think that's fine. I'll give Stefan that opinion, too.
Yeah, maybe you want to send a note, because I think it was Stefan's idea to shorten some of those updates and overviews, but you know, I already pushed it to 45 minutes, so you can make an effort to push it to more. I think you have some more clout.
Maybe, all right, Marika, maybe you can stay on for a minute or two, because I'm not sure we need everybody else to stay on for this unless they want to.
Okay.
So does anyone else have any questions about the workshops? And everyone should be, and also Marika will make these slides available to all of us again to show to our stakeholder groups and constituencies. I think it's just kind of important that everyone could be preparing their statements to submit by April 1st.
Right, and just to add to that, you know, if anyone would like, me to come and present any of this to any of your groups, I'm happy to do so.
Thank you, Marika. I think that's good if people want that. All right, anybody have any other last questions? Okay, hearing none, I will see everyone in San Francisco. And I guess, Glenn, we can stop the recording. People can drop off, and Marika and I can just kind of go around scheduling things.
Okay, Saba? Yes, hello. Please stop the recording for us, thank you. But a few people will stay on the